This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
But you can take control of the airwaves and talk about whatever is important to you. 603-283-6160 if you'd like to do that. Bring the number 603-283-6160. With you in the studio tonight, it's Aria.
It's Ian.
And Bonnie.
And coming up, PayPal is targeting independent media, as well as a story that hits closer to home, one of the friendlier journalists here in New Hampshire, Damian Fisher, has written a story about some Sununu detention centers. And, Bonnie, you have that story, and we're going to get into it. But I have this story here from China that apparently has been talked about. But, I mean, what's going on in China right now? It's an ongoing topic, and we have not talked about it on any of the nights that I've been on. So, obviously, I want to weigh in on this.
Yeah, please, because we did cover it in depth on a couple of nights over the last month.
Well, how can you not? Look at what these people are doing. Look at what these monsters.
I suspect plenty of the U.S. media is ignoring this completely. But, yeah, there's absolutely horrifying things going on over in not just Shanghai. But elsewhere, Shanghai is sort of the worst of the worst, where people are literally now being locked into their apartment complexes. They're installing huge metal fences outside of the apartment buildings, outside of the entrances, to literally prevent people from escaping. That has resulted, of course, in people dying in fires. When fires engulf the building, they cannot escape.
So, I've never even thought about that possibility.
I saw footage last night. The Northrop gunman.
I don't know how you have the stomach to sit through these sorts of things.
He does this constantly.
I had to scroll away from it.
That's probably one of the first times ever. He's always like, Bonnie, look at this horrible thing happening. Look at this dog dying. Its legs broke.
Anyway, the Northrop Gundam channel on Twitter is just all day long posting, reposting imagery and video from China, and it's just absolutely terrible what's going on to those people. The food that they're getting, if they get it, is in many cases rotting. It's
left out in the sun for hours.
Yeah, it may have been left out for many hours before they're allowed to go and retrieve it from the checkpoints nearby their apartment complexes. We're reading posts from one guy who is, I don't know if he's American, but he's not a Chinese person. He's been there throughout this whole thing, locked down. He volunteered to be one of the sort of the runners for his apartment complex.
That's right, because only one person per apartment complex. Okay, two now. When I first heard about it, I thought it was one.
Well, and this was a few weeks ago. They may have changed it. They're constantly changing the rules on these people. Of course, the testing was supposed to be going on every single day. You're supposed to go and be tested.
And this is all in the name of having zero cases of COVID-19 within China.
That's the claim, yeah. Zero COVID policy.
And that's obviously not possible unless they just shut down the port and don't allow any tourism in.
Well, they've done that in places, and it didn't help. Like, I don't remember where it was. There's some island that... Wasn't that where the military was doing the hardcore...
That wasn't on
lockdown.
An island. No, that was somewhere. But the military did do a hardcore lockdown, and they severely restricted access and were cleaning every single day and, like, cleaning the bathroom every time somebody used it, just totally sanitizing everything, and COVID still got in there.
I mean, the pro-lockdown people, the pro-social distancing people, they should really be watching what's happening in China, because if China, using tactics like these, cannot create a situation where there is no COVID-19, then your little weak lockdown is not going to do it either.
It also shows people that the weak lockdown that they think is harmless can evolve into something completely tyrannical and crazy like this.
This was originally supposed to be a 5-day lockdown. It's now on probably day 50-something, because the last time we talked about it was last week, and it was day 45 at that time. So
Chinese authorities are now using bolts and wires to forcibly lock residents into their apartments to prevent them from leaving their homes. And you said this came to my attention today. The article is dated from today, but they've been doing this for a few days now.
Oh, more than a few, probably. I saw that within the last couple of weeks on the, again, Northrop Gundam on Twitter.
So the South China Morning Post has video about this, and it's absolutely as bad as you would expect. They are taking those, I don't know what they're called, but there's a solid steel poles, and mm-hmm. they're just driving them into the concrete in front of people's doors, and they're taking these thick steel wires, and they're wrapping the door handles up, so people...
There's literally no way you can open this door. It is completely stopped from being open.
And I can't imagine that, you know, bashing out your window and jumping out is going to lead to any better results.
Well, there have been people doing that, and they're jumping to their deaths because they're so despondent. I mean, we know how many people were more suicidal in just the United States, where the lockdowns were nowhere near as severe, of course, as what is happening in China right now, in Shanghai and elsewhere. So, I mean, there's a whole compilation video of Chinese people jumping to their doom.
I'm not surprised to hear it. I mean, when you're locked down like this, there's nothing else you can do.
People will go... people go insane when they are put in these situations. I mean, I've been in jail...
Solitary confinement is classified as torture for a reason.
Yeah. I've been in jail on a couple of occasions as an activist, and the most recent one, of course, was last year after the Crypto 6 arrest. I spent 69 days behind bars.
Nice.
And... You know, I'm fine with it. For me, going into solitary confinement is like, okay, I get more time to read. It's not a big deal. Maybe it's because I'm institutionalized. I don't know. Whatever. But a lot of people freak out. There's pounding on doors, in some cases, all night long until they come in and, like, tase the person or whatever, somehow put them down. People just cannot handle being in confined against their will. They go crazy. And if they are able to open up a window and jump out, like in jail, you can't do that, right? There's bars on the windows. But at your apartment complex, you can slide open those glass doors, walk out on the balcony, and then keep walking.
It's understandable. I mean, human beings are animals, and I've never seen an animal that was happy to be caged.
No.
Except, to be honest, my dog. She loved her kennel back when she had it.
Well, humans are social animals, specifically. So humans, except for the most... The people that don't like people, right? Like, there are those folks.
They say that, though, but, I mean, there's no one who's just sitting around hating people, not wanting anything to do with other individuals. I'm
introverts. That's the word I was looking for.
I'm an introvert, but yeah. I still need social interaction with people. I still go
most
out and I do stuff.
Yeah, most people do. And those folks, they have a real hard time. The extroverts, people that need contact with others every single day, they cannot handle this stuff. And they go nuts. I'm watching footage right now of these suited men. Because all the footage from Shanghai has these Chinese agents dressed in full body suits, like the hazmat kind of suits, going around and doing all manner of just tyrannical stuff. They're either setting up fences or barbed wire or whatever. In this case, they're banning people from opening their own fridges. It's video from someone in their apartment. Somebody in their apartment, the footage is of the camera point of view is from the person laying on a bed or sitting on this bed, so their legs are out in front of them, as two men or two agents, can't tell if they're men or women, are in the apartment in their full body suits. One of them is putting a label across, a large sticker across the front of the refrigerator. So the sticker goes from the top portion of the refrigerator to the bottom portion of the refrigerator.
That way, if you open one of the doors, it's like a tamper-proof seal.
Correct, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So if you open up one of the doors, it's going to break the sticker, and next time they come back, inspection...
But wait, what is the point of that? You're not allowed to eat?
It doesn't explain why this is happening. It's just happening. And then
I suspect it's because too many videos are leaking of people taking videos of their empty fridges.
But this person's taking video of this entire thing happening.
Oh, yeah,
and so after the first guy applies the label to the fridge, the second man who's standing there has a spray bottle, and he starts spraying, like spritzing the fridge with whatever is in this spray bottle, and then goes around spraying the room, and that's the end of the video. Most of the videos are usually without much context. You kind of have to trust whoever it is that's posting it to either interpret what's being said or give you some sort of context for what's going on.
And that's hard to do, but there's really not much sensible context where the Chinese authorities are tamper-proof sealing up people's refrigerators after they've already been locking them in their homes and using wires and steel bars to trap them and barbed wire fence to trap them in their homes. Absolutely horrifying stuff coming out of China, and The worst is probably not to is probably yet to come. We're going to talk more about it at 603-283-6160, all in the name of squashing COVID and bringing it down to zero total cases.
This is why we need to keep our gun rights in the United States.
Well, the Chinese people not having guns certainly is not helping them. 603-283-6160.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. teamg'day.com. teamg'day.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Well, you can join us, 603-283-6160, if you'd like to weigh in at 603-283-6160. With you in the studio tonight, it's Aria.
It's Ian.
And Bonnie.
And coming up just over a month. month and a half from now. I think about 7 weeks from now. Forkfest.party is the website. It's at Rogers Campground. You don't need a ticket. The Porcupine Freedom Festival is oversold at this point. God willing, they stopped selling tickets by this point, but who knows? You don't need tickets for ForkFest, though. Just check it out, ForkFest.party. All you need is to book an RV site, a camping site, or a motel room with Rogers Campground, and that's it. You're in. There's no organized events or anything like that. If you want to organize something, you are more than welcome to. You're also welcome to let other people know about it. At the ForkFest Telegram chat, you can find links to all of that at ForkFest.party. So check it out. I'm planning to be there currently. I've officially requested the permission of my federal handlers to go there this year.
Great.
And it's rubber stamping at this point. I mean, it's still here in New Hampshire. So I will be there, and hopefully you will be there as well. That's ForkFest.party. We're talking here about China and what's happening in Shanghai. And not just Shanghai. Evidently, Beijing is also part of the lockdown. China's is a genuine lockdown. What we call the lockdowns in the United States, they were pretty bad, and they were pretty tyrannical in some places. But
for sure.
Here in New Hampshire, it was just, okay, you can't go to the bars for 2 weeks. And it was very minor. It was restrictive. It was tyranny. But it was nothing like what we're seeing in China, which is people being essentially welded into their homes, having tamper-proof seals put over the refrigerators for unknown reasons, and just bizarre draconian policies as China is doing everything that it can to bring its country down to having no COVID cases, which to me is bizarre. That can't possibly be what they're after here, because that means that they can never allow in any other travelers from other countries because they could have COVID.
Mm-hmm.
And in which case, all of this ramps back up again. I think the Western world finally came to terms with this at some point during the last year, which was, you know, COVID is always going to be here. The Delta strain, the Omega strain, whatever the current strain is that people were scared of, there's always going to be a new one. And no amount of vaccination is going to do anything about it. No amount of lockdowns or face masking, none of that's going to change it. It's always going to be here. But China is what the social distancing lockdown peoples would ever dream of, right?
Sure.
Imagine all of those tyrannical policies, the lockdowns, the social distancing, forcing people to wear masks. Take all of that and take it up to its most extreme, most tyrannical point.
Yeah. I mean, the only thing they're not doing is executing people. Yet.
As far as we know.
That we know of, yeah. Because right. How would we find their... They would just take the person's phone if the person even recorded them killing them.
Eventually you would likely hear, my loved one never came home from the camps. Okay,
well,
so
how do you...
Taking...
Well, if your loved one lives in a different place than you, how would you know?
Well, given the large number of people that they are taking to these camps, some of them are going to come back, I presume, at some point.
But if the person lives alone...
Well, they can always say, no, they just died of COVID. I'm sorry.
Okay. If they live alone, then they can easily disappear them. I'm talking about the people that have families that they would then come back to, presuming they're not taking the entire family and locking them up. So I don't know what the policies are or whatever. But we know they do have camps. We know they are holding God knows how many people. I've seen the images of these camps. What we don't know is how many camps there are and how many thousands of people per camp there are. I mean,
are these camps similar to their hospitals? These hastily erected, these quote hospitals, these hastily erected things where there was like a bed and then 2 feet next to you there was another bed, and
that's exactly what the camps are like. Yeah.
Okay, so it's just these thrown together,
just rooms with people in them or cells with people in them.
Are they using the ghost cities for these places?
Good question. I don't know.
Well, one thing I think about this is that it doesn't make the New Hampshire or the United States lockdowns any less bad than these lockdowns. It proves that the lockdowns were as bad as we were always saying they were, which is complete, just like crimes against humanity, because it's the same exact thing in different degrees, which makes it just as bad.
I absolutely agree. So Beijing on Tuesday ramped up COVID-related restrictions by banning certain residents, including those from neighborhoods labeled medium and high risk, from leaving the city. So as happened in Australia and I think New Zealand and other places, now people in Beijing, in certain neighborhoods at least, are not allowed to leave the city. And that to me, that's how you know you're under the heel of tyranny and it's not going to let you go. It's going to eventually kill you. Once it says, no, we are not letting you leave, that's it. No one is allowed to leave. That's when you know your government is going to eventually put a bullet in your head.
And when people's governments are getting really bad and they're saying that that's they're not at the line in the sand yet, like California, I'm not quite at the line in the sand to move to New Hampshire because it's not like they're not letting us leave. You can't wait till they're not letting you leave.
That's too late.
Yes.
Because at that point, that's too late. Yeah.
That's always one of the last lines in the sand before they start the execution. I'm not saying the government's about to start executing people in Beijing, but it's coming. Mass executions.
The next step.
Yeah. We're already seeing it in Xinjiang where they're running these test sites, these test re-education programs, these murder sites on Muslims. Now they're just going to apply it to the wider population. Anyone who does something they don't disagree with. There are warning signs about this sort of thing coming long before you reach that point where the government says, no one can leave anymore, we're locking down the borders, you're here to stay. There are warning signs, and those warning signs are happening in places here in the United States right now. We're earlier in the warning signs than the people in China, but don't think that the United States is, 50, 60 years away from this sort of nonsense like we're seeing here. Parts of the United States may be 50 or 60 years away, assuming nothing changes in the United States, doesn't collapse or anything like that, but other places like New York, they're not as far away from this nightmare as you would like to think.
Another point that is made here pretty clearly on this Northrop Gundam channel on Twitter is whenever you see the insides of these quarantine camps, there's no social distancing whatsoever.
Well, you can't. It's a prison. It's an overcrowded prison, isn't it?
So, for all the supposed concern, I guess the idea is, they've already got COVID, so whatever, just throw them all in together. But there's just no concern whatsoever for transmission of this virus inside the actual quarantine facilities.
Because that's not what it's about.
It's about control. It's about institutionalization, I think, as well. It's basically, the Chinese government knows that this thing is going to make the rounds. It's going to get into everybody at some point. So that just means that everybody gets to go spend 2 weeks or whatever inside one of these facilities and become institutionalized to what it's like to be a prisoner.
So the next time the Chinese government says, hey, we're doing it again, you have to go back to this facility for this time for 3 weeks, it won't seem as extreme. And then on the third time, they round them up and they say, oh, okay, yeah, this time you have to stay there and we're going to pull a bullet in your head if you try to escape. You're absolutely right. It's normalizing.
It is.
Kidnapping people and holding them in prison camps against their will over some sort of virus. And, as you pointed out, everyone in China eventually is going to get this virus. And based on what the Chinese government's doing, they're all going to spend time in these camps.
Unless, of course, you work for the Communist Party. And then they have a special area, I'm sure, where you get really nice food.
And that's not to say the next time with the next strain or whatever, the Chinese government is going to start, putting bullets into people's skulls. But with everything else we've seen, I wouldn't want to trust the Chinese government to be benevolent.
Oh, no. These people are straight up evil.
They are the worst of the worst. 603-283-6160 if you want to weigh in. Perhaps help spread the word about how this could very well happen in the United States. 608-283-6160.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The United States is topping a grim COVID-19 milestone. NBC News reporting the United States surpassed 1 million COVID-19 deaths on Wednesday. This comes 27 months after health officials detected the first coronavirus case in the nation. The latest private payrolls report from ADP said 247,000 jobs were added in April. Experts were looking for 390,000. The report comes ahead of the jobs number that'll be released by the federal government on Friday. A new report says the CDC bought cell phone data to track vaccination and lockdown compliance. The CDC paid an outside data broker over $400,000 last year to monitor Americans' visits to churches, schools, and pharmacies. USA Radio News. Abortion is back on the minds of many Americans.
The Supreme Court mulls dropping Roe versus Wade in an effort to save lives. Such a move would put states on the hook for deciding the fate of abortions. Data from the Guttmacher Institute, the number of U.S. women who get abortions, has decreased dramatically in recent decades, with typical patients now trending to be in their 20s and living in Democrat-run states. In 2019, nearly 630,000 abortions were reported to the CDC. The agency also reported roughly 18% of all pregnancies in America end in abortion. From the West Coast, USA, Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The owner of TurboTax is going to pay a lot of money for charging for services that should have been offered for free. An agreement involving all 50 states and Washington, D.C. will see financial software company Intuit pay $141 million to low-income Americans who paid for those free services. USA Radio News.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160. If you would like to join us, that's 603-283-6160. One of the independent media channels or shows out there that it still exists. Not so much on YouTube these days. I mean, we are technically on YouTube, but we spent a lot of the COVID-19 pandemic, plandemic, scamdemic, whatever you would like to call it, being banned from YouTube, and that's why we're over on Odyssey. You can find our channel there at video.freetalklive.com. If you want to watch us at a place where we're there from day to day, I can't help but notice that we're on like 5-6 months here since we've been suspended from, or since we've been given a strike from YouTube, and that just happens to coincide with people no longer talking about COVID-19. So we can stand over here, we can criticize the invasion of Ukraine all we want. We can criticize the propaganda against the Russian government or the pro-Ukrainian propaganda all we want. They don't seem to be willing at this point to censor us over that, but they could at any time, sure, as they have censored so many others. And this is why...
It's probably just because we haven't been reported.
Probably. And this is why Odyssey is so important. Video.freetalklive.com if you want to follow us there. We're always there day to day. You don't have to worry about whether or not we've been suspended or whether or not we have two strikes, so we're not streaming because we don't want to get a third one. We're always there. That's video.freetalklive.com. Speaking of COVID-19, though, we have Sarah calling from New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, thank you. Thank you for taking my call. I am so proud of myself. I got my COVID booster today at Walgreens.
Why are you proud of yourself, though?
Well, because I've been wanting to do this since, like, last winter, and it was just so cold. I was just waiting because I thought that it would get, things would get better, it would change in about a month, and it did get better. And I thought, well, I don't have to get the booster now. It's the rates are going down, and
so you feel like you accomplished something to be proud of, right? You did a good.
It was too cold in April in Albuquerque, New Mexico, for her to go outside.
Well, the thing is that they were telling everybody to get boosters a while ago when it was really cold, like November or December. And I said, I'm just going to wait until when it, like February or March.
Other than hanging around at the hospital to eat lunch, do you even leave the house anyway?
Yeah, I leave the house, but okay. What happened is that I went to the church, okay, and then I was in a van.
You know, communism is anti-religion, right?
Well, let me finish the story. The lady, after the service, came out with two masks, and she told me that she tested positive for COVID. She was warning me so that I will be sitting away from her or walk home in the van. And that's when I decided to run out and get a booster. So this lady got her, like, a home test maybe 2 weeks ago because she was not feeling well. And then they called her during a service that she had COVID. She got the confirmation during a call.
So you only wanted to go get a booster after you encountered somebody who had COVID at some point?
Yeah, and then I was in her van last Sunday for 30 minutes, and she sat there with no mask. Okay, and then
why'd
I sat
in the van?
Right in the back of her. You know what I mean?
Why did you get in the van if you were so concerned?
Well, why did you come to church if you got tested 2 weeks ago?
But why were you in her van?
She did not know she had COVID. She got the result while in the service. She found out.
Well, that's why she went to church after getting tested. She didn't know that she had COVID. When you get tested, you don't just put your life on hold for 2 weeks while you wait on the results. People have stuff to do.
But why did she get tested? Look at it. She got tested because she was not feeling something was wrong. She was sniffling that she wanted to get tested.
Oh, no. Sniffling.
Sarah, you know that the booster isn't going to stop you from getting COVID, right?
Well, no, but I just want to say this so-called legacy church, they got fined $10,000, $500 a day when it was mandatory to have a mask. And I was told that that church got shut down. They were not allowed to have services at all.
Why are you going to this church if you're so concerned with COVID and you know that they are not as concerned as you are? Why are you going there?
Right, right. No, I talked to the pastor today. I left a message with him, and then he called me back. And what he said was that the pastor encourages, if you feel sick, if you're not doing well, will encourage you to stay home until you feel better. Make sure that you don't feel better, so you don't spread it around.
Sure, but you didn't answer my question, Sarah. I'm just asking you a simple question. Why are you going to a church that is not as safe as you would like them to be?
You can always watch Joyce Meyer on YouTube any day.
Well, here's the thing. You know, the reason is because I'm going to this COVID virus church, okay, no mask church.
Why though, Sarah? Why are you going to that church?
Okay, they're the only one that's, you know, nice enough to pick me up and bring me back home on the van.
That's
the
van.
You know what I'm saying?
I understand.
Yeah, and then, you know what's,
what kind of a communist goes to church anyway?
Yeah, you can watch Joyce Meyer on YouTube.
She doesn't know what YouTube is.
Oh, yeah, she doesn't have a smartphone.
Is this the Joyce Meyer church?
No.
The thing is, I've been doing that, watching TV at home, but I'm really doing this for my mom. She's always praying that I go to church in person.
Where does she live?
This is she lives in California, and then I have to make her happy. You know what I mean? I want her, because that's all she's whining about all the time, you know? So then she got all excited when I said, I found the church that picks me up and takes me back home. She was all happy about it.
Is your mom a communist too?
No, she doesn't care. She doesn't care about that. But
Sarah, I have only been through New Mexico. I've not spent any significant amount of time there. I know in Mississippi you couldn't walk more than, you know, 100 yards without passing at least one, maybe two churches. Is there not a church within walking distance of wherever you live?
Well, right now where I live, I am not on a bus line.
That's not at all what I asked.
No, No, there is no church that I cannot walk to because I kind of live not. Okay, and the problem is before I could take a bus to a church. Now I cannot. I have to take a taxi to a bus line and then get to a church. And this is the one that's on the, I live kind of where I don't have bus service on Sunday.
Well, that sounds like the communist dream, if you ask me, Sarah.
Also, I just would like to say, my mom complains that I don't go to church all the time and I just don't go. That's the solution to your problem if this is the biggest problem going on in your life.
That's also a really good point. But, I mean, the world that Sarah's that she wants to create is exactly like that, where she has to get a ride to a bus stop so she can take city transportation to the church or to the grocery store or whatever, and then take city transportation on the way back. And that's not possible, so she's having to rely on private transportation, and no one wants to do that because it's not profitable.
Well, no, you see, in a communist world, everything would be perfect. The trains would be there on time. Tracks would go everywhere, so she wouldn't have to go somewhere. She wouldn't have to use private transportation. The communists would do it all for her.
With a smile on their face because they're doing it for the good of humanity.
Well, that's more or less why the people are picking her up to bring her to church.
Because,
to be fair.
Why?
They think they're doing it for the best of humanity. They're exposing her to the teachings of Jesus. They're helping her, you know, get saved, get into heaven, all of that stuff that they happen to believe. You know, that's fine. I don't care. But to sit here and then criticize those same people, Sarah, for doing you a favor, that's deplorable. That's what these people are going out of their way. They're the only church willing to come to where you live and pick you up and bring you to church and then take you home. And you're complaining.
Ungrateful.
Yes. Yeah. Because this lady got tested for COVID-19 and then tested positive. And you're not even sick, right? You're proud of yourself for going out and getting a booster shot, which is fine. You know, if you're afraid and that helps make you feel less afraid, I don't agree.
Because it isn't going to stop COVID.
No, and hopefully you're not of a birth-giving age, because they just came out today. I know she's not, but I meant people in general, because they just came out today that Pfizer advises against taking it if you're pregnant.
And if you're breastfeeding, if I recall correctly, right?
Yep.
Oh, by the way, I'm being facetious about the communist thing. I don't want anyone listening to think I'm a communist or I believe any of that horse crap.
Sarah, the alternative, you know, is to always buy your own car. Then you can go to whichever church you want.
She'd have to work for that, though.
She would, and she doesn't want to do that. I wish we'd gotten her to circle back to the point about you put it out to her that it's not going to protect you, that booster. You're still going to get COVID. There's more coming up. It's free.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. Simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us. 603-283-6160 if you would like to weigh in. Again, that's 603-283-6160. With you in the studio tonight, it's Aria.
It's Ian.
And Bonnie.
And we are one of the independent media organizations that companies around the world have sort of been targeting and tipping the silence for the last few years. And, you know, it may seem a bit high-minded of me to say that about our show, but it's factually true. YouTube constantly was sending us strikes, and it was because of the opinions that we were expressing. YouTube didn't care for them. We are independent media. We're not beholden to Fox News or MSNBC or any of these others.
Our credit card processor shut us down in, I think, September of last year.
That's also true, and a fair number of us are facing federal indictments, so that's also a factor here. But losing all of these avenues, it does occasionally feel like some dark force out there is doing everything it can to shut down independent media. And if you just look beyond us and what's affecting us personally, you have Julian Assange and Chelsea Manning, who spent like 6 months in jail because she refused to testify for a grand jury or something like that.
How long she went back for?
I don't know. She may still be in jail. I
think she's posting on Twitter.
And
well, so is Ross Ulbricht in theory.
True.
So I don't know if Chelsea Manning. That's true. She is dating someone now, so presumably she's no longer in jail.
Yeah. Unless they're just like pen paling each other. But I don't know.
It could also be that, too. But I tend to think she's probably not in jail anymore. But I do like the story of Chelsea Manning and how she refused to cooperate with the government, how she refused to give in. She stood by her principles and all that because she's a really good role model for other trans people, right? Like, as far as trans people standing up to the federal government, we got a few. There's me and there's Chelsea Manning. And both of the two trans people I know who stood up to the federal government did not back down. That's a pretty good ratio to have versus all of the people out there taking plea deals and stuff like that, and who probably would have testified for the grand jury.
She spent 2 months in jail for not testifying in front of the grand jury. which is longer than most people would spend because they'll do whatever the government tells
and
them.
And it's not like they told her, you're going to spend 2 months in jail. They just put her in there indefinitely and then they had to let her out.
It was unspecified, and I think she was fined at some point for it. I don't know the specifics.
You can be held as long as the grand jury is meeting, and the grand jury meets for up to 18 months at a time.
Well, if you're being held in contempt, you can be held as long as they want.
Can you be held in contempt of a grand jury, though?
Yeah, specifically regarding grand juries, the rule, as I understand it, Bonnie, is you can only be held as long as the grand jury is in session.
Still, a possibility of 18 months is a long time. So, anyway, I don't know how I got into that, but kudos to Chelsea Manning on that. And kudos to the independent media out there, like, that's how I got into it, Julian Assange, who was willing to talk about things that no one else wanted him to talk about, because that's what independent media does. That's why it's so important. Now, evidently, PayPal is turning its crosshairs onto independent media, and this isn't the first time they did this.
Sure.
They did it to sex workers a few years ago. Then they
did it to Chris Cantwell.
They did, and, you know, I hate to say it, but this is why I spoke out against that sort of thing then, because if you want to test out a new censorship policy, you test it out on the most unpopular group of people you can find, because no one's going to care if you silence the Nazis. If you
That's
keep
right.
them off Twitter, if you keep them off PayPal, no one's going to care. They're Nazis. Screw them. And that's why it's so important to stand up for the most disenfranchised, the most disrespected, the most widely reviled group in your society, because they're the ones that are going to get targeted first for all of the fun little censorship programs and the mass murder programs that the governments are going to try.
And they normalize it, like with the what you guys were talking about with the camps in China.
Yeah, they make it normal. And PayPal started with Chris Cantwell, sex workers, both of which are obvious targets for this sort of thing, right? Sex workers, not very popular. I mean, they're tremendously popular, but you wouldn't know that based on what people have to say about them publicly on social media. They don't care if, you know, OnlyFans and Pornhub users or whatever get their monetization taken away, and they don't care if the Nazis do.
Sex workers, by the way, another group of people that probably will never be able to open a bank account if they're honest with the banks about what they do. Because a lot of banks will just say no.
Riley Reid has had her Instagram taken down like 20 times.
Is that a sex worker?
She's a really famous porn star.
Is she posting nudes?
If she's a porn star, probably.
No.
I don't think so. Instagram, though.
I don't think she posts full nudes.
That's OnlyFans where you can do that, right?
Sure. So they're upset with her because of her other profession?
Well, the banks will shut you down even if you're not using your account for sex work.
Yeah, but banks
if they
are
find
crazy.
Out you're a sex worker, you're done for.
Yeah, I suppose so. I mean, banks are crazy, but that doesn't explain why PayPal is targeting sex workers, except that, you know, they had a censorship apparatus in place that they wanted to try out.
Well, they want to be a bank.
Do they? Yeah.
Sure. They're not.
They probably have to work with banks, too.
Of course.
They do for the time being, but the PayPal has their own debit card. They have their own ways of transferring money. They even have their own special little Bitcoin that people can buy that may or may not actually be Bitcoin. We'll never know. They're working on giving people the capability of moving it out of PayPal.
So they say.
They do say that. And I have no reason to trust PayPal. I would suggest that most people have no reason to trust PayPal. But wasn't PayPal created by Elon Musk?
I have not heard that story. It was Peter Thiel, I believe, was involved in the founding of PayPal. Maybe he was with Musk at the time. I don't know. Peter Thiel is sort of known as this sort of libertarian investor or whatever, and he sold it years ago. I'm not sure what. Maybe Musk wasn't an early investor. Anyway, do you want to hear the story?
Yeah, absolutely. Because now I'm looking at this because he was a co-founder of PayPal.
Oh,
evidently.
Wow. I didn't know that.
Good for him. PayPal's original intentions were good, but it just got corrupted by the banking system.
I mean, that's often how it goes, right? Cash App originally had good intentions, and they managed to keep those through. In a lot of cases, you can buy and sell Bitcoin on Cash App, and they are trying to create.
And you can withdraw it.
Yes, and they are trying to create an actual peer-to-peer payment network, which is what PayPal allegedly was supposed to do. I guess I don't really know what PayPal's original plan was.
I think that the idea was to, you know, put people in charge of being able to send money online to one another, which was prior to PayPal something you really couldn't do in any sort of meaningful way. So, I mean, they really did advance the ball as far as online payments were concerned.
Okay.
To put it in the reach of you know, the average person. So I don't know how you pronounce this guy's name. I've seen his name over the years. Matt Taibbi, T-A-I-B-B-I. He's got a Substack account, which is, for those who don't know, it's a website that allows people like Glenn Greenwald and I think Ed Snowden may have one to kind of just blog about whatever they want, supposedly without any editorial interference from this company. So I've heard good things about Substack. Anyway, he says in this story, PayPal's indie media wipeout, a series of moves against media outlets by PayPal, shows the next step in speech control, confiscation. Why won't the company answer questions? Some of this is going to sound familiar to you, Arya. In the last week or so, the online payment platform PayPal, without explanation, suspended the accounts of a series of individual journalists and media outlets, including the well-known sites Consortium News and Mint Press. Each received.
I think I've heard of Mint Press.
I've heard of
Mint
Press.
Yeah, I've heard of Mint Press. They did something about Freekeen.
Oh, cool.
Well, you're the one that told me that.
I don't remember. Each received a variation of the following message. You can't use PayPal anymore, with an exclamation mark inside a triangle at the top. At PayPal, we value a safer community for our customers to do business. We noticed activity in your account that's inconsistent with our user agreement, and therefore, we can no longer offer you PayPal services.
That part sounds familiar, as someone who has, in fact, been banned for life from PayPal.
Any bank or credit card details linked to your PayPal account cannot be removed and added to another account. You can still log in and see your account information, but you can't send or receive money. Any money in your PayPal balance will be held for up to 180 days.
That's right. I forgot that. It was 180 freaking days.
Months. If you are using PayPal as, like, let's say you're a mostly unbanked person, like me.
Yeah.
I thankfully, they haven't shut down our PayPal account at this point. Could happen any day. But if you're using PayPal for your day-to-day stuff, you're using their debit card, that's where you're holding most, you're getting direct deposit or whatever from your whoever it is you work for, etc. And then all of a sudden they say, you're done. But we're just going to hold your balance for 180 days. And then after that, they say, after 180 days, if applicable, we'll email you with information on how to withdraw any remaining money from your PayPal account.
Which, regrettably, for people out there, it means they will write you a check. That's the only way they'll do it. I've been through this, and I had forgotten that it was 180 days, but that did suck. And I remember making peace with them. I'm like, look, I'm just going to wait it out. And a half a year from now, I'm going to receive a nice little happy email telling me I have some money that I had forgotten about.
Right.
So I did just sort of make myself forget about it, but I wasn't trying to run my small business or whatever. Like, Conan buys and sells stuff on eBay. Maybe he gets payments through PayPal. I can imagine having a significant amount of necessary money.
And that's gone.
For 180 years.
But it gets worse. Months. It gets worse.
603-283-6160. It's Free Talk Live.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came in the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwhyprotein.net. That's bestwhyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.